Blog Talk Radio.
You know, the heart sometimes can tell you things that you don't think of, right? The heart is like, let me help you. let me help you understand what's actually happening. What a blessing it is to have a heart of love. Because, see, we were made from love, right? We were made from love. Our Creator is love. And He made us in the image of Him. So our heart is a byproduct of love. And so when the heart starts to talk, you better pay attention, because the heart is not biased. Even if you're wrong, the heart will tell you you're wrong. Hey, it talks. It communicates. So when I hear that song, it's such a blessing to me. And it really blesses me, and so do you guys. How are you doing? We are on the road again and again and again. You know, that's what summer is like. That's why we have a little break at the Soul Out Records Radio, because we are all, everybody's doing stuff. We are all busy doing our thing, and what a blessing it is, you know. I thank God for, you know, being able to, you know, get on the road. And thank God for family. Thank God for friends. You know, I look at Greg. He's about to go on like Astrid. She's over here in the United States, and Greg's getting ready to go over to the United States. Now, by the way, for my friends that don't know, Greg is in the UK, and Astrid is in Amsterdam. They both work with us here at Soul Out Records Radio, and what a blessing they are. And so, you know, they're on the road. They're getting ready to take off. Well, Astrid's already. Greg's getting ready to take off. And then Don Fleming's doing his thing. Phoenix is doing his thing. Pamela is in, I think Pamela is, she's in Germany, I believe. So it's so much stuff going on, Pamela Phillips Olan. And so we have so much stuff going on, and then I'm just chasing grandkids. I'm chasing my babies. I want to see my grandkids, and I hope that that all works out real soon, because it's been a while. And, you know, those grandkids, they grow up so quickly, right? They grow up so quickly. So I really look forward to seeing them and hanging out with them and loving on them. And I just did. I guess you guys know that already, right? Yeah, we just did that, and it was wonderful. What a beautiful blessing. And so we went to California, and we hung out there in Palm Springs, California. Whoa! It was hot. Hot! Super hot. I got to tell you, it was hot. And we had a wonderful time, and I'm just grateful. So, but anyway, so back Thursday here on Solar Records Radio, I don't want to get sidetracked with all my stories, but I want us to get going and just have a good time together. And tomorrow, oh my God, tomorrow's show is going to be off the chain. You guys really got to tune in and hang out with us tomorrow as we celebrate Midnight Star's achievement from the Black Walk of Fame. In Cincinnati, and so you got to check it out. I mean, man, oh man, I'm so happy. I'm so happy for them. You know, getting their awards and stuff, and it's good. It's good when you work hard and people appreciate you. So listen, I want to get going. So listen, so it's all about Throwback Thursday here, and I love old school. So let's get going here on Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Fox Jr. I love you guys. Go!
Sit down. Get comfortable. Yeah. How long have we known each other? About 10 months? Yeah, I think it's, yeah. You and John are real tight, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, is that an engagement ring? Oh. Congratulations. Oh, he slipped it on your finger last night, huh? He's the luckiest man in the world, you know? He should be real proud to have someone like you. Oh, yeah, what I wanted to talk to you about is... Well, there's something that's been bugging me for about 5 months. And I've been carrying it around with me. And it's getting heavier and heavier every day. And, you know, it's almost to the boiling point. I have to get it off my chest. Yeah. I'm not trying to be fresh or anything because I know you're John's girl, but I just have to tell you this. You see, I have a great deal of respect for you. I'm not being, you know, not going to let feel on you. But, dear, you see, I'm going to take you back to my childhood in a way. See, we had quite a big family. We weren't, you know, very rich. Sometimes we lived from day to day. But one thing we did do, we went to church every Sunday. You know, Mama took us to church. And I was in the choir, too. Yeah, I sang a little bit then. Sunday school. She taught us the golden rule, Ten Commandments. And she said, son, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. She said, don't steal, don't rob. You know, all the things that good parents try to instill in their children. Well, you know, I did, a few little things, like shoot hooky. I guess every kid is shoot hooky, you know, once. And she said, stay out of trouble. You know, when I was a teenager, I didn't, you know, break in or burglarize or rob anybody, you know. I tried to work with what I got, you know. Try to be honest. You know, didn't commit no crimes or nothing. But, you know, I had to wait until I reached manhood to commit a crime. According to the court of love, if there is such a court. But, you know, sometimes you're forced into things like this. You see, sometimes Cupid can shoot his arrow so fast you can't get out of the way. You know, and you can fall. And the more you, something just like being in quicksand too, the more you wiggle, the deeper you sink. I don't take up too much of your time. You see, I'm not very good with words, and I had to tell you all of that, you know, to really say what I got to say. See, there's a lot of talk going around town. And I'm on the make for John's girl. You know, Ike is on the make for John's girl. But, you know, I don't mean to do anybody wrong because I don't want nobody to bother anything that belongs to me. But, you see, I've never seen anybody like you. I've never known anybody like you. And there's some things you just can't help. You know, at night I toss and turn. I try to keep it out of my mind. But, you see, I find myself thinking about you. I just can't help it. And right now, I stand accused of loving you too much, and I hope it's not a crime, 'cause if it is, I'm guilty. Loving you. Oh yeah. Thank you. Cause if I do, everyone's gonna, they're gonna cry. They're gonna say, oh, I can feel it. I'm loving a sweet girl like you. I know you belong to another. I may not stand the ghost of a chance. I stand on top of my head and proud to tell the world that I love you. Or if I will, because I just can't. I can't help myself. I'm a victim of circumstance. And just one. One touch of your hand, I don't know how it happened, but just look at me. I find myself trembling on the witness stand. And I'm shouting out all over the land. Everybody, I'm loving you, yeah. I said I'm guilty, but what can I do? I wanna hold you, I wanna squeeze you tight. But when my self, she belonged to another and that ain't right. I did not fall in love with you. I just couldn't help myself. And now I'm strung out. Don't know what to do, no. I'm guilty of loving you. Oh yeah, I'm guilty of loving you. I'm not ashamed to say I love you. I love you, I love you. I can't help it, I just can't help it. Guilty, baby. Oh, I'm guilty. I know you belong to another, but I can't help but love you. Oh, yes, I do. Stand with you, loving you. One side is love, man. Oh.
I am guilty, huh? I stand accused. Bye, bye, bye. That's a beautiful song. And, I love that old school music. It's such a blessing, isn't it? It's so good. And I want to keep it going because of it. I just love it. And I hope you guys are enjoying it as well. Man, like I said, I can't get out. Virgil Roberts, you guys, do you know who Virgil Roberts is? Virgil Roberts was the president and legal lawyer for Solar Records. And so I'm going to hear his voice tomorrow. He's going to call in to the station tomorrow because of our special guest that's going to be on tomorrow in the name of Rich Calloway from Midnight Star. So, guys, tune in because it's going to be a very special day on Solar Records Radio tomorrow. I know you're going to enjoy it. You'll be blessed. Just come hang out with us and, and have a good time, all right? All right, so anyway, you're hardly going to hear any Solar stuff because tomorrow, that's all I'm going to play is Solar, all right? But see, on Thursday, Throwback Thursday, I just love to go back. I love this, those old great songs because it's not just the good music, but the storylines, the lyrical content, and those songs are just so amazing. And I mean, that's what we miss in music today because now it's just about the groove. You know, does that feel good? That's funky. Yeah. But it's like all meat and potatoes and no vegetables. Give me something to hold on to lyrically. Give me something to make me go, yes. You know, tell a story. You know, tell a story. And that's what we literally look for, you know, at least for me. That's why even the old school concerts are still an amazing place to go because we get those stories. Even though we heard them before, but, you know, we get to hang out with people that we have, you know, our friends and family. We all go celebrate old school music together, just laughing and enjoying watching these old school artists get up on the stage and still perform after all these years, 40, 50, 60 years. They're still up on the stage doing their thing. That's amazing in itself, right? So, anyway, and we don't know how much longer they're going to be here or we're going to be here. So it's just really nice to just celebrate life, you know, and celebrate this time that only we can enjoy because kids that are, you know, being born now, they'll never know what we had before. They'll never be able to experience it like we have. And so let's enjoy it. And the people that came way before us, they'll never be able to experience what we had. So we are here, right here and now. And so let's just enjoy, you know, our old school music and those amazing artists and lyrics and producers and record companies that made that happen for us. So let's get back to the music.
Yes, it does. Oh, how it hurts. Thank you.
All right. Woo, man, oh, man, put it down. Girl, put it down. Anyway, do you, anybody here know what a block party is? You guys know what a block party is? I hope so. Like my friends back in Philadelphia, that's where I grew up at, and we used to have block parties, and we used to have a captain of the block, and the captain of the block would be in charge of organizing for all the people who parked on the block to get the cars off the block, because we're getting ready to clean up the street. And so we get everybody taking it, get their cars off the block, and then and every person that owned a home in that block just clean up their area, right? You clean up your area and out in the street as well, and that's in front of you, because across the street there are more houses, and so they were responsible for helping you clean up that area in the street. And so we would clean up the area, even paint the curbs and stuff and make it look fresh and nice. And people would put out plants and, you know, that. But we also would put out barbecue pits, right? And people would barbecue, and there would be music playing. And then there would be a band that would come, and the band would set up in the middle of the street, and the music would just go, go, go. And the water is running down the street. The fire hydrant is on, and the water just running down. It's just so much going on. The little kids are playing in the water, and the older kids are down there with the band, and the adults are barbecuing. And it's just a wonderful time. That's a block party in the city of Philadelphia. And so I hope that my brothers and sisters out in Philadelphia are still doing that, because, you know, it's something wonderful for me to reminisce, and I'm quite sure we all reminisce together about that, because it was definitely a good time. But anyway, I mentioned that also because I have a good friend of mine that came out with a record that grew up on my street, and I really love his record, and it did really well for him, and he was in the process of working on his next record. And he and I were getting together. He was coming to L.A. to work on some songs for his next project. And then he got sick, and he passed away. So, Charles, we love you and, you know, miss you very much, man. And, you know, thank you for the good times that we had together. And your family is just beautiful. And thank you so much for blessing us with your music, man. And I'm not sure what happened with your partner, Eddie, but I hope things are well for him. But anyway, this is their song by Charles and Eddie. It's called Wouldn't Lie to You on Solar Records Radio.
Find another girl in this far, far. not the kind of game I play.
I'm telling you, baby, you will never find another girl.
Charles, rest in peace, my fellow. Hey, this is a happy birthday for our girl, Linda Carrier and Dynasty. And so I am going to play a song that she's featured in. And what a blessing it is, Linda Carrier and Dynasty. Happy birthday, sweetheart.
I made it by the rules, stayed out of every traffic, and what makes you wanna mess with my life? I think I'll buy a gun, go out and have some fun. Maybe even come and take your wife. Somebody tell them. We'll be right back.
won't you bring me back my heart?
I tried to understand it, baby. I searched my heart inside my mind. I searched the depths of my whole soul, baby. There was nothing there to find. You told me that you'd never leave me. Girl, you just went and told a lie. Tell me, baby, why'd you do it? Why'd you make me wanna cry?
Why you treat me so bad? I'm gonna tell you the deal. You tell me that I always hurt you. I don't know what you're talking about. I tried to love you, tried to hold you, but you always seem to die. You told me that you didn't trust me and you didn't want me around to put somebody else your interest. Now you walk around with a frown. I'm sorry that you say I hurt you, but you know you hurt me too.
I'm begging you, baby, I need you back, because I'm still in love with you.
Of our youth as we're growing up, right? And it was wonderful. So, but this one right here, this, you know, that, okay, so this, it was hard to get a dance. You know, especially a slow dance. The girls were just like, oh, man, they were so cold. They were like, no. Either you were too short, or you know, you just weren't the kind of guy. You weren't the guy that they wanted to come over from across the room and ask them. So it was always a gamble, right? And of course, I had the too short issue, you know, because I was the short guy. But it was, you know, but that, you know, a lot of my friends, I had tall friends as well, so they had a good selection, and on my block, this is just a neighborhood thing that we had these parties, and a lot of times the you know, some of the people were bringing their cousins that was visiting to the parties, and it's like, woo, new me. Well, not new me, but new girls or new guys, and we get excited, and we, you know, and I actually met a girl through one of the girls on our block. Her name was Cheryl, and Cheryl brought her cousin to one of the dances. And man, when I saw her cousin, I was like, whoa! But see, the insecurity started kicking in. The more I got excited about her, the more insecure I got. Because I was thinking, she's not going to like me. Why would she like me? And so, but at the same time, I was so attracted to her, I couldn't help it. I just wanted to get over there. And so I got to dance with her. And we danced and we laughed. We had a good time. Next thing I know, I got to, what's your name? She said, Helen. See, I remember still to this day, Helen. And so, man, oh, man, Helen and I got to know each other. We really liked each other. I would go visit her on the other side of town, you know, because she was a pretty little thing. And I was so excited to, you know, I was only like 16. And so I'd drive my dad's Cadillac over there and go to see Helen. And so I remember... probably about maybe 10 years ago, I was thinking about Helen, or probably was talking about her on the radio show, and I was like, wonder whatever happened to Helen, and I tried to find Helen, and I come to find out that Helen died in her 40s from breast cancer, and it just broke my heart. It just broke my heart. She was in her early 40s, too, but... You know, Helen, thank you, sweetheart, for, you know, just lighting up my world as a young man, and I do appreciate you. But this is one of the songs that that we all used to get paranoid about. Well, because we didn't know, the song would come on, and it'd be like, okay. And you're just standing there with your buddies, and y'all sitting there sipping on something, probably something wrong, like, you know, wine. At 16, we're not supposed to be drinking wine. But, you know, you're trying to grow up, right? Everybody's trying to grow up and be a grown-up. And so, anyway, and so this song would come on, a slow song would come on, and, oh, man, everybody starts sweating because they want to take that walk across the room, and the girls say no. Then you got to take that long walk back. Lord have mercy. Talk about an ego crusher. But anyway, this is a great song by the Dells. This is Wardell Pastrini. I want to thank you for tuning in to Solar Records Radio as Solar is on the road again. And we appreciate your patience and hanging out with us and just being a blessing to us. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. What's happening? I just want to give a shout-out before I play the song to Julianne. What's up, Julianne? Over there in Detroit, Michigan. I know you said you were going to a concert soon. Go hang out, have a good time. God bless you. Ricky Freeze is going to be calling in tomorrow as well. from the time. So, and Julian, I know you went to see him. So I hooked that one up. And I want to give a shout out to Greg. What's up, Greg? I posted your picture. That was a good move. You're busting a move, my brother. That was fun. Astrid, what's up, Astrid? We love you. We hope you're having a good time. And where's she, in Colorado? I think she's in Colorado. Yeah, so enjoy your trip, Astrid, and safe travels back home. I think she's been here for about a week or so. So, but anyway, and Tiffany, what's up, Tiff? Much love, sweetheart. And to all the listeners, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Deb, what's up, Deborah? How you doing, sweetheart? God bless all you guys, and thanks again for tuning in. And as we are going to get into this song by the Dells, and this song is called Please. Actually, the word please is not, that's how we felt. But the word please is not in the song. It's called Stand in My Corner. We just kind of squeezed the word please in there. Please stand in my corner. All right, guys, here we go. Soul Out Records Radio. This is Wardell Fighter.
If you stay, darling. Make me oh so proud. Hey, darling,
please stay in
my heart. To the world I'd cry out loud how I love you.
Honey, I love you. I really love you.
When I may fade and I need your love to sometimes comfort me. Yeah.
you know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like it.
Thank you. Come take spot the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and the stars were the and the endless skies, my love, to the dark, and the endless skies, and the first
song. All right, guys, so God bless you and have a wonderful, wonderful your evening, day, afternoon, just depending on where you are on the globe. Thank you guys for tuning in all over the world. We appreciate you very much. And make sure you tune in tomorrow. It's going to be a good day, I believe. And so you guys take it easy, and we'll talk to you soon. God bless. See you, Greg. Talk to you guys later.